You know, this is a kind of an honor. I don't get to see my son as often as I used to. I'm joined now by my main man, the Marine entrepreneur, Marcus Haney. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic. I love coming back to the show and being on here. And
yeah, we missed you.
Well, guess who's back, baby?
Where you been?
You know, I have been working on a few things. I've been in the lab, if you will, but we just took over some space out at McClellan where we're doing a workforce development and entrepreneurship training facility for veterans and veteran spouses.
Okay, so let's break that down. We're talking about Allegiant, right? This
Correct.
Charitable organization that we started in 2010. We've done a lot to help veterans, but now you're launching something new. How does it work?
Yeah, well, in 2010, you started a nonprofit organization when I was actively deployed, I believe. And since then, we've raised money for Action Track wheelchairs. And as the war winding down, you know, there's not the need for those machines anymore, which, you know, is a great thing for the veterans alike. But what we are doing out at McClellan is really training veterans and veteran spouses in opportunities in the workforce to gain knowledge for that next phase of their life as they transition out of the military.
Okay, so you are building this industrial supply company. We know you as the Marine entrepreneur. So you're doing that with one hand, and with the other hand, you're launching a very entrepreneurial venture at McClellan, and it's very unique, right? What we're doing together with our community is nobody else is doing anything like this, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think it's pretty rare.
What's so different? Let's explain how it's different. It's not just putting warriors back to work. What is this?
Well, I think our differentiation really falls within our ability to train folks on a national scale. So we have a cloud-based education platform that we allow veterans and veteran spouses to log into and take courses alike. But the real idea is getting these folks either to start a business and have an entrepreneurial spirit, which is great, mm-hmm. kind of ties in with what we're doing here, Haney Biz, or also be prepared for a job at an organization that's looking to hire veterans. There's quite a few organizations out there that are of the Fortune 500 type that are saying, hey, we're really interested in bringing veterans onto our workforce, yet there's a little bit of a disconnect when you go into that that society a little bit. It's like, hey, you're not trained to what we need a little bit. So we are really bridging the gap between the corporations and the veterans as they transition out of the military to make sure they're as the colonel said, mission ready.
Yeah, so thinking about that, you know, you are a model of somebody who's found a way to transition into your own business and reacclimate very well into society. But when you got out, I remember this. You know, you were shot, you were recovering, but you had this time where you were recovering. I think maybe to get your head right, I guess, if you will.
Yeah. Still working on that.
Still, yeah. It can be a project. Trust me, 56 years old, it might be genetic.
All right, I guess so.
But what happens, I think, and I've saw this with you a little bit, and I've seen that with some of the people that you work with, is you sort of come out ready to take orders,
right?
You're taking orders. You're a great follower. So in many ways, that makes you a great employee, but to own your own business it sort of takes a transition shift to not be taking orders, because as an entrepreneur, now you got to figure it out and you're giving out orders to other people, hopefully.
Yeah, sure. I mean, when you grow, I think there's an interesting flip side to your methodology of, you know, taking orders. I think that veterans with their work ethic and as the colonel stated earlier, that, you know, we have the tenacity to get things done, which I've heard you say on this show repeatedly, that, you know, that quitting is not an option for entrepreneurs. And I think that veterans are bred like that, if you will. So, as you transition out of the military, you're not really thinking about business. You're absolutely right. It's not even something that is in the repertoire of what the next phase of your life is going to look like. A lot of people are going to a four-year university or trying to, you know, get some education to get themselves ready for whatever their next career looks like. I'm trying to change the viewpoint of that a little bit for our veterans, saying, hey, there are other opportunities. Maybe you should be able to dabble, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you should be able to take some courses and try a couple things, because you don't really know what you like. If you're a guy like me who knows how to shoot and blow things up, right? I mean, that's all I did in the military. I didn't have any formal training. I didn't go to college. What do, right? I think that entrepreneurship bodes well for those people who are willing to work hard and put themselves in a position to, you know, try to win. And so,
yeah. So
we're
this
creating partnerships around
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so this education, you get out and you probably don't know a lot about entrepreneurship, but you're a fighter. And what do you need to learn in order to prepare you for entrepreneurship? Some of it's basic business skills, some of it's sure. around leadership and other things, but what do you learn in this particular environment versus what you might learn if you went to, let's say, some four-year university?
Yeah, so we're going to be delivering a Service to CEO course from out of our space out at McClellan, which is it's a 12-week program for veterans and veteran spouses to really walk them through the initial phase of idea for a business, walk them through all the way to marketing, the steps of a pitch deck, and how to raise funding. And at the end of the program, they have an opportunity to meet with guys like yourself and other folks who are a part of the Entrepreneurs Organization as judges to potentially invest into their idea. And we're partnering with folks like Food Jets, for example. They're trying to franchise their business. So we're looking at partnerships like that to say, hey, can we plug a veteran or two into an operation like that and see if we can't help springboard an idea for someone within their own community?
So an entrepreneur gets, or excuse me, a veteran gets out, and what am I going to do? Go through the course over at the Allegiant Innovation Center, come prepared to be a franchisee, and you have this built-in food company that's right. Ready to roll. It's your company, though.
Your company, right? You become a franchisor. Amazon's doing something very similar, which I think is great for veterans. They're with the Amazon last mile delivery, they're looking to bring veterans on and give them a grant sort of kickstart of a transportation company. It's like, man, okay, so we're looking at these people who are looking to help veterans start businesses or help veterans get a job. Okay, everything's fragmented. What can we do? And that's what we're doing at the Allegiant Innovation Center, to bring everybody under one roof to help these folks in the next phase of their life.
That definitely sounds like a differentiator, because when you start thinking about all under one roof, right? There are so many siloed attempts to put people back to work. Yeah. You have these corporations that individually they want to recruit for themselves. You have people that want to help veterans, these charitable organizations, these educational organizations, but they're all siloed. What you're doing, it sounds like, is they all converge in one location at McClellan.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's getting a lot of traction, right? We're looking at doing a veteran center of excellence, if you will, where all the resources that are raising their hand to help veterans can converge onto one space so that we can have an active presence, an active community for veterans, veteran spouses, and transitioning military members to say, hey, I know where that's going. And we believe that we can scale it across the country and really be a demanding force to the veteran community, saying, hey, we're here to stay. And, you know, like you said, a lot of people come in and organizations doing their best and putting on career fairs and other sort of workforce development workshops and things like that. But most of the time, they pick up and leave town.
Okay. Oh, they like they travel through town, put it on a...
It's almost like a circus.
Yes.
Right? Okay, that's great. I love what you're doing. I appreciate it. But there's no follow-up, right? There's no community involvement. It's, hey, these are your resources. Good luck. Go get them, Tiger. Versus, hey, we're going to walk you down the path of getting you to that next step. And you know, we're taking a hands-on approach.
Yeah. And you stay...
Haney's going hands-on, baby.
Okay, so when thinking about the employers out there, there's no question that... there's a shortage in certain occupations. I know cybersecurity is one of those jobs that we can't get enough people that are skilled in IT. What are there certain focuses industry-wide for these jobs?
Well, sort of. I think that a lot of jobs are open for people, and veteran sometimes gets the nod because they're a veteran. Doesn't necessarily matter. But where we're thinking the workforce is going is more in a technological fashion, right? So, i.e., cybersecurity. All small businesses that do sell anything to the government needs to have a certain cybersecurity protocol in order for them not to be able to, be vulnerable to attacks. And that's really, a proprietary thing for our government. They need to be safe, right? So, so you see the technology being, one of the things, but I also see like the labor pool, right? You look at the shortage of people willing to swing a hammer or that know how to swing a hammer. They're the blue collar jobs, mm-hmm. if you will, driving a tractor. So we're really trying to work with the entire workforce to include labor unions and people who are trying to hire folks in the construction industry as well. Trying to bring on partners like Caterpillar to bring on excavator simulation machines to train veterans and veteran spouses to be ready for the workforce so they can go get a job at the Granites or the Tykerts or whatever the case may be.
Now, you have a couple of events that are coming up. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. We have a Make America Secure Again cybersecurity pitch event that you are going to be judging.
I wanted to get you to talk about me. That was
okay.
The idea.
I figured so. Yeah. So what time are you going to be there again?
I don't remember.
You signing autographs or what? Yeah. So we are doing that out at McClellan, 3140 Peacekeeper Way out at McClellan. It is a pitch competition to alleviate the corruption within the voting apparatus of our system.
Okay.
So it's a technological play, if you will.
Making sure that voter registration and all that is done correctly.
Secure, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about doing that. We are doing a ribbon cutting sometime in June 27th, I believe. We are also, raising money for the Allegiant Giving Corporation and the Battle for Veterans, which is a nonprofit 501c3 in conjunction with your golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
June 21st. So that's going to be great.
Proceeds go to Allegiant Giving.
Yeah.
So all the stuff Marcus is working on.
Yeah. So that's going to be really great. And then we also have a Night to Give event that Mom and the team are working on heavily. So for more information, go to allegiantgiving.org and the event spot. We can definitely get you plugged in there if you're interested.
What about the 100 women in
100 days?
How'd you get involved in that?
I guess I'm a good salesman. I don't know. Carmen Marsh of Intelligentsia, who is a partner here at Haney Biz, had a connection with Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist, and she knew what we were doing out at McClellan, and there's a lot of overlap with the veteran and women and spouses and those type of communities. So we presented them with an opportunity to train 100 women in 100 days in cybersecurity to help them advance in the workforce. And so we just got funded for that. So that's going to kick off June 1. Thank you very much. Really exciting. It's going to be our pilot program for really, what is looking like it's going to take off pretty heavily right here in our hometown of Sacramento.
I love it. Okay. Closing thoughts, Marcus, Memorial Day. You look at the flag. You got the red stripes. We know that there are buddies of yours, people that you've known, people that we all respect that made it possible for us to be chasing our entrepreneurial dreams, that sacrificed it all on the battlefield, and many have died. And just what does Memorial Day mean to Marcus Haney?
That's a good question. Memorial Day, the first word I think of is gratitude. I took one for the team, like you always say, but like you mentioned, there is too many of my buddies to list off here that didn't make it back in combat, and those that have gone after and before me who didn't make it. I look at you as the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, for your families, for that next generation of people that look at what it is to be a United States service member and the pride that you get when you have that American flag on your chest and you get to walk into a building and know that you are a part of the greatest nation on earth and you you defend it, and it makes me really happy to know that I was a part of that, and that I know that there are people out there that sometimes don't know what to say to veterans on a day like today. And like the Colonel mentioned, just a look in the eye and thank you for your service is all that's really necessary. on a weekend like this, because we're all looking for the ones who, you know, didn't make it back.
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate you, Pop. Thanks for what you're doing for everybody here. And, you know, you are really changing some lives for that next next people in line. So as somebody who is the next generation, I applaud you and thank you for sticking your neck out there for us. You're fighting the war right here for us entrepreneurs, for the people who are trying to do better for themselves. I thank you from all of us on the other side. So,
yep.
And I made you cry, huh?
Well, I accidentally.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, too.